From Tidbits on December 7th, 2015, this is Ford Brings Series Eyes Free to Older My Ford Touch Equipped Vehicles by Josh Centers and Adam Angst. Do you drive a relatively recent Ford car or truck? If so, your vehicle may soon become a significantly better listener since Ford has added support for Apple's Siri Eyes Free technology to My Ford Touch systems for Ford vehicles dating back to model year 2011. If you're wondering what Siri Eyes Free is, you wouldn't be alone, since Apple has promised a variety of car integration features over the years, but has shipped relatively little while juggling names and features along the way. Siri Eyes Free lets you control Siri on your iOS device through your car's in-dash audio system. Apple announced Siri Eyes Free in June 2012, with former Apple executive Scott Forstall saying that the technology could be in vehicles within 11 months. It started shipping in vehicles in 2013, although it has by no means become widespread. Although Siri Eyes Free might seem like older tech, it is just now being added to 2016 models from manufacturers like Subaru and Nissan. In June 2013, Apple's Eddie Q announced a more ambitious system called iOS in the Car that encompassed both Siri Eyes Free voice control and an iOS-like interface that lets you use the vehicle's touchscreen to control your iPhone. In March 2014, that system was renamed to CarPlay, but didn't appear in an actual car until September 2014, and even then, it was in the $300,000 Ferrari FF that most of us will never see on the road, much less own. Aftermarket CarPlay systems became available from Alpine, Kenwood, and Pioneer relatively quickly, but CarPlay support among mainstream automakers is just now getting off the line, with cars like the 2016 Honda Accord and Civic. Mac Rumors has a comprehensive roundup on CarPlay. Owners of supported Ford vehicles can download the Siri Eyes Free update from the Ford Owners site. Registration is required. Reader Boca Boy tells us that installing the update requires first copying it to a USB thumb drive formatted as MS-DOS FAT and partitioned as Master Boot Record. Do this in Disk Utility. Plus, he noted that the update process takes 25 to 30 minutes and the car must be running the entire time. After the update, you activate Siri on a paired iPhone by pressing a button on your vehicle steering wheel. Here's a video of it in action, but wow, is it a terrible example of using Siri. My Ford Touch is the second generation of Ford's Sync entertainment and communication system, introduced in 2007. The third generation of Sync, based on BlackBerry's QNX operating system, has supported Siri Eyes Free since its 2014 debut. But now Ford owners with the second generation, Microsoft-based My Ford Touch, can take advantage of it as well. Unfortunately, there is no Siri Eyes Free update for the first generation Ford Sync system, also designed by Microsoft. The versioning on these systems is confusing. We hope the Ford owners site makes it easy to figure out what you have. If you have a supported vehicle, let us know how the update goes and how well Siri Eyes Free works for you. None of our regular contributors have such a car. The voice navigation systems we've tried in cars from the likes of Nissan and Subaru have been universally lousy, particularly if you've become used to the fluidity of issuing voice commands to Siri on an iOS device. So anything that provides more access to Siri is a good thing, and Ford gets major points for improving the technology experience for owners of older models. Hopefully other manufacturers will follow suit. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.